This is Sound Ideas. Musical theater fans are no doubt eager for the return of live performances this fall. Meanwhile, Prairie Fire Theater Artistic Director Bob Mangiolardi suggests Bloomington Normal residents give opera a try. Arts correspondent Brianna Groh talks with Mangiolardi and soprano Grace Henderson about opera Under the Stars, coming to the Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal at 7:30 p.m., June 29th and 30th.
Prairie Fire Theater performs both music theater and opera, but Mangiolardi knows that for general audiences, especially in Bloomington Normal, opera is a harder sell.
Our community seems to like opera, but certainly not like it likes music theater.
So, for the group's first live performance in nearly 2 years, Mangiolardi has assembled a widely palatable lineup of pieces from Mozart to Bernstein.
So we don't have a lot of real esoteric pieces or super, super heavy pieces or obscure pieces. We wanted things that probably they would know. They may not know everything, but they'll know a lot of them. And we got a few pieces we want the audience to sing along with us.
Soprano Grace Henderson will be performing selections from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss II. She says the piece Adele's Laughing Song is a good example of the lighter side of opera.
So she is actually a housemaid, and she is at a party pretending to be an actress with a bunch of people who also are portraying people they are not. It's called Adele's Laughing Song because she just laughs her way through the song, which I love because I spend most of my days laughing. So it's appropriate for me to sing, I think.
Mozart may seem highbrow, but Henderson insists the pieces Mangiolardi has selected have all the fun and energy of a Broadway show.
They're entertaining, just like musical theater is upbeat and has a lot of movement to it. These pieces have that as well, but just in a different style.
For Henderson, you really can't appreciate one without appreciating the other.
Really, even the history of musical theater is opera. So I love history, so I love exploring these composers like Strauss and Mozart and composers that whose music has stood the test of time all over the world. And also these more contemporary composers, Bernstein, and they came out of the music of opera. Those are their roots. That's their inspiration. And so I think it's really important to dive into that.
That's all good and well for music buffs like Henderson. But what about younger audiences? Henderson's own performing arts career proves it's never too early to get acquainted with the classics.
My very first show I was ever in, I was 3 years old, and it was Babes in Toyland with Prairie Fire Theater. And it was kind of my first exposure to professional theater.
After studying vocal performance at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Henderson now teaches vocal performance in Bloomington Normal. In fact, she says she'll be telling all of her students, ranging in age from 6 to 14 years old, to attend the show.
I think it is wonderful for children to be exposed at a young age to the arts. And the more exposure they get to that at a young age, the more familiar they are with it, the more they'll like it and enjoy it.
Mangiolardi says the new venue makes it a little easier to bring the kids along, too.
This thing is you can just come out to the Connie Link Auditorium and sit there and bring a blanket, bring something to drink and eat, and it's like a little mini Ravinia, you know?
The choice to make the theater's post-lockdown debut at the Connie Link Amphitheater was one of necessity, but could lead to other opportunities, Mangiolardi says.
We didn't know exactly when we were planning this where we would be in terms of cases and all of that, so we just had a safe way to do this. Would be to do it outside. But if it's successful and people seem to like it and the performers like it, I think the town of Normal might have us come back and do it again.
Prairie Fire Theater brings Opera Under the Stars to the Connie Link Amphitheater at 7:30 p.m., June 29th and 30th. I'm Brianna Groh.
Both performances of Prairie Fire Theater's Opera Under the Stars are free, though donations are welcome to support the theater. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT, made possible in part by Bloomington Normal Audiology. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media.